Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in the replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And as always, make sure that if you are physically capable, you begin this meditation from a standing up posture. Your eyes are closed. Your hands and arms are free to your side. And you're listening to your body. Freeing your thoughts. Freeing your breath. Freeing yourself to think. Be both in the past, in the present, and in the future. Because that's how we are. We are, in a sense, really endless, limitless. And today we're going to look at that and embody this kind of a concept a little bit closer as we look at our dynamic meditations, dynamic mindset. And as part of our dynamic mindset, we're going to look at something that I call dynamic distance time. Dynamic distance time. But before we do that, let's give this moment a little bit more life by connecting even closer to the energy and really taking this dynamic distance time into self-regulation. We'll understand a little bit more of how that could be conceptualized in a moment. Be relaxed even more into your posture's movement, trusting every moment to guide you into the next. And more freedom. As you relax even more into the postures and the movement. Always remind yourself to begin relaxing from the top down. Very often we keep our stress in our head, in our neck, in our shoulders, in our chest. And this is where we begin relaxing and allowing the spine to self-regulate. Allowing the spine to become the final physical expression of the changes of energy. And it's always something we need to remind ourselves. It's not something we will ever remember because that is like our dashboard and it's supposed to give us the signal and we are respond to the signals by giving it more freedom. Those are elements that will always exist, no matter how high we rise, no matter how long we train. That ability and need to remind ourselves of freedom, part of what we do. Not because we're doing it wrong, but because that's how we do it. Continue that momentum forward. It's an amazing energy. It's beautiful. Free yourself. From the top down, free your head and your neck. Truly use that neck, the freedom to move and guide and allow the gravity to become your friend. Play with the gravity a little bit by not resisting it. Kind of uniting with it. Be safe, but at the same time, as elastic as you could be to give it the smooth transition. Smooth transition. I spoke to a friend of mine yesterday about he's taking lessons, piano lessons, and spoke of how he loves the teacher he has right now because she's paying attention not only to the music and the notes, but also to the way he places his fingers on top of the instrument, on top of the piano. And when he spoke of how she paid very careful attention to how he placed his thumb when he needed to move smoother to the left and the right of the piano. So here we are, that smooth transition gives a better music, and that ability to relax even the hands and the mind and the body in playing an instrument is important. Right now we are playing our life instrument in a meditation, and then we're taking that newly acquired freedom, newly acquired flexibility and elasticity of both the body and the mind, newly acquired thought process of awakening, and taking it into playing the instrument, into, you know, communicating with our friends, with our co-workers, with our bosses, with the bus drivers, with the people in line in the bank, wherever it is that you're finding yourself. You need that flexibility. And I remind you that as we, very similar way, place that thumb underneath the hand when we play the piano, we right now ensure to relax into our movements and postures, put our mind at ease, and let the energy guide us. You're doing great. So what is that dynamic distance time? Just before we apply it inwards and solidify that connection. It's quite interesting that as I said earlier, we live in both distance and time, and outside of distance, outside of time, all at the same time, all at once. The thing is that our mind, that we're talking about our mindset, our mind that finds itself either focusing on one or focusing on another, but very often, if we are able to focus on both, on the within time and outside of time, together, that is when we are most powerful. That's called enlightenment in a way. And that requires certain changes, both physiological, but also initially energetic changes that allow us to do that without struggle, without applying too much effort, just enough effort. Hear what I'm saying. No effort is no good, because no effort is no growth. But just enough effort that we can just push it slightly and then reach great distance. So it's not without effort, because without effort, there's no reward. This is how it works. This is how everything is built. But we don't want to be working against the direction of flow, and therefore, when we're working against, we apply a lot of effort, and there's no reward, no real result, or very little. But what we want is little effort, huge result. And then all is fair, right? Everybody's happy. So the same here, with a little bit of effort, we want to be able to recognize our existence, our values, our joys derived from both within time and outside of time, the same instant. Then we have this higher conscious experience. But when I talk about effort, we want to do it with an intention, not without intention. If we do it without intention, that doesn't count. Even if you reach it, it doesn't count. Therefore, you'll never receive the benefit. So you have to actually do it with the intention. In other words, everything that happens to us, we're no longer just leaving it in a childlike reactive state where we don't understand why we're growing, we don't understand why what is happening to us, we don't have that awareness. To actually have experiences which lead to awareness. Not awareness first, then experience, but experiences that lead to awareness. Oh my God, I'm covering so much work this morning. You'll be able to listen to this again if you wish, so worry not. Pay all the attention right now to the energy that is so beautiful today, and it gives me, inspires me to share these words with you. Likely you're doing just as much as mine, because these words are for you, and energy comes first before words. So here we are. When we are able to have a unified experience of distance, time, and outside of time, that kind of dynamic, we achieve the maximum joy from every moment. It's both practical, because we are aware of distance time, we are aware of this experience in the now, but also it is evidence of some higher awareness and greater benefit to us, to our future, and to our future within humanity as a whole. Now you understand. Because without it, there is no complete joy, because we will never get the inner signal of joy unless we include that bigger picture in every single experience. The more we do, the more joyful the moment. Not one or the other like we tend to do, but the unifying. So here we are. How do we do it? Well, let the energy guide us. This is why we are here. So here is the first inner key to solidify that mindset and allow this experience to become a more possible and a better, constantly dynamically evolving experience. Here we are. And what we've done is us taking this concept of unified distance and time and we're going to internalize. So first thing I keep, very simple. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the value of dynamic, unified distance time. And fill my head and my mind. And let it happen. Just let it be. Remember, the key is just opening a door to greater possibilities, a door to other doors, the container. And as we grow, every single key gives us an even higher value of experience. Not because the key has changed, but because we have changed. Repeating this meditation at another time may give us another level, another layer of experience. Beautiful. The next inner key, very simple. I want to receive a lot of energy, to recognize the value of dynamic, unified distance and time. And fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. And just let it happen. You're doing great. You're doing amazing. Once the energy has changed, then life is like clothing. You'll get different fit. Different situations will fit the new you different experiences, different. You, even in the beginning, the same circumstance with a different experience. Then circumstances change, just as the energy changes. But first, you know, we want that seamless integration, we want that smooth transition. Like we said, the thumb going under that hand with a smooth transition on the piano. We don't want to jump to the other side because there's music to be. Right? We don't want the hand to jump right away unless that's the note. We want to smooth transition from one end to the other and the music play. That's what life is about. Well, it all works together. I hope that makes sense. Here we go, next inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To appreciate the value of dynamic, united distance and time. And fill my chest cavity, my chest. Dynamic, united distance and time. See, when that thumb goes under the hand, it appreciates every note in between, as well as the target, as well as the music itself, the entire tune. But at the same time, every single note is played out to the max. The transition is made, and as well as recognize that. The bigger picture, the joy of music. That is each and every note played individually gives sound of music, not just note. Here we go, next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the power of dynamic, unified distance and time and fill my upper abdomen. Recognize the power of dynamic, unified distance and time and fill my upper abdomen. And just keep that inner key, just let the rest dance and play. Smooth transition. Recognize minutes, hours, days, months, years, lifetime. That's one. Important. Doing very well. Free your mind to think, free your breath to breathe. Free your head and your neck, allowing the gravity to become your friend, a dancing partner. Whichever it goes, you go with it. And go to the next. Please repeat it with your inner voice. Smooth transition from one key to another, from one posture to another. We don't stop. We don't pause, not intentionally, unless it's necessary, part of the process. Even music has pauses in it, but those pauses are part of the symphony. They're intended pauses to highlight the note. Beautiful. Next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize the power of dynamic, unified distance and time and fill my lower abdomen. And fill my lower abdomen. And be there. Be present. Recognize the power of every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every month, every year, and a lifetime. If you're running a 100-meter dash, then a hundredth of a second makes a difference between being a winner, being just there. But that's only an anime of that. We recognize the model as valuable, different time, a simple place to get. Next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize the power of the dynamic, unified distance and time. Dynamic, unified distance and time. And fill my legs and feet. And fill my legs and feet. And let them take partner with gravity, partner with your breath, partner with your thoughts. Dance away with your movements and posture. Recognize how stillness highlights movement. How stillness highlights thought. Makes it into a symphony. So when necessary, we'll give it time. Beautiful. The final key, the final inner key for this meditation. Please put everything you have in it. Here it is. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize the beauty of dynamic, unified distance and time. To recognize the beauty of dynamic, unified distance and time. Fill my entire body. Fill my entire body. Head to toe. Top to bottom of my spine. At the toes, top to bottom of my spine. And now partner with everything that you are, which you may think are strengths, and what you may think are weaknesses, as you now understand that they allow and highlight you, highlight that, the true you, the symphony of you. No matter what you may think, good or bad, they hire, they give life. And what we are learning to do is to give it to spice it, so you give joy. To give it color, to give it freshness. To help appreciate every moment and the whole lifetime, all at once. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every month, every year, and a lifetime. As one dynamic, unified distance and time. I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you to being present. And if you have a few more moments, please stay with this energy as always. Otherwise, embody, internalize, and happily take it into your day. Dance it away. Partner with everything that you are. And we'll speak soon. We'll be here again, okay? My name is Eric Laubman. This is our daily karma, daily and morning meditations. Until next time.